This is your Zoom Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Our top stories today, Tuesday, August 13, 2013. President Robert Mugabe says his government will try to improve the living and working conditions of the uniformed forces, but blames Western sanctions for crippling his efforts. Harare residents wake up to election graffiti in the capital as police tighten security around the city ahead of tomorrow's quarter election petitions, in which the MDCT and their leader Morgan Tsvangirai are challenging ZANU-PF's victory in the July 31st polls. And Tanzania's Defense Forces team plays against the Warriors in the Defense Forces Day match. Those stories and more tonight at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for Live Talk at 8:30, when we'll take your calls in a discussion about the country's economy, President Mugabe's salary talk for civil servants, and related issues.